Over the past 3 days, I have had the great pleasure to lead the delegation of the government of the Macau Special Administrative Region to the consideration of its second report on the implementation of the relevant provisions of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights by the United Nations Human Rights Committee. As the consideration is drawing to a close, please allow me to once again thank all the members of the Human Rights Committee and the staff of the Committee Secretariat. It is with the joint efforts of all parties that the consideration can be successfully concluded. Honourable Chairman and members, during the consideration, the delegation of the Macau SAR government conducted proactive and constructive dialogue with the members of the committee, introducing Macau SAR's human rights development and the latest progress in the implementation of the relevant provisions of the covenant, and responding to the questions raised by the members in order to clarify the position of the Macau SAR government on relevant issues. I believe that through a sincere and candid dialogue, the members have gained a relatively full understanding of the determination of the Macau SAR in the implementation of the covenant and the various measures it has adopted to this end. The Macau SAR government attaches great importance to the active roles of the committee in the promotion of the implementation of the covenant. After the committee issues its concluding observations on the consideration, the Macau SAR government will seriously study the comments and recommendations put forward by the committee and duly follow up relevant issues in light of the legal system and practical situation of the Macau SAR. Honourable Chair and members, since the return of Macau to the motherland nearly 23 years ago, under the protection of the One Country, Two System and the basic law of the Macau SAR, the general public of the Macau SAR have enjoyed wide-ranging rights and freedom in accordance with law. In terms of human rights protection, the Macau SAR government will continue to improve the relevant legal systems and optimize policies and specific measures. While making efforts internally, we are also willing to actively conduct dialogue and exchanges with all parties, learn from each other, and continuously improve the level of human rights protection. President Xi Jinping of China pointed out in the meeting celebrating the 25th anniversary of the return of Hong Kong to the motherland that the One Country, Two Systems policy is a good system, and there is no reason for us to change such a good policy, and we must adhere to it in the long run. The Macau SAR government will fully implement the One Country, Two Systems policy, act in strict accordance with the national constitution and the basic law of the Macau SAR, safeguard the sovereignty, security, and development interests of China, and promote the social and economic development of the Macau SAR. Thank you, Madam Chair and the members.
On behalf of the committee,